Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that believes it's never too late to make history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about a game-changing athletic feat that many people thought wasn't humanly possible, until one man proved it was. The day was May 6, 1954. British medical student Roger Bannister became the first person to run a mile in under 4 minutes. He set the new world record during a competitive race in Oxford, England, finishing with a time of 3 minutes and 59.4 seconds. He only broke the 4-minute mark by fractions of a second, but that was enough. Bannister had achieved a feat that many had considered physically impossible, and his example gave other athletes the confidence to do the same. Running a mile in less than 4 minutes was one of the longest-standing barriers in track and field. Middle-distance runners had made serious efforts to crack it since at least the 1880s, but despite working with the world's top coaches and trying every training method known to man, none of them could break the 4-minute barrier. By the early 20th century, many runners, coaches, and doctors had begun to think it wasn't physically possible to run a mile that fast, and that it might be dangerous or even deadly to try. But then, in 1945, Swedish runner Gunder Haig set a new world record when he ran a mile in 4 minutes and 1.3 seconds. Haig had come this close to breaking 4 minutes, and his near miss made other runners think that maybe chasing the goal wasn't so crazy after all. Maybe they had just convinced themselves it was impossible because the challenge had seemed so daunting. Maybe there was no physical barrier at all. Maybe it was just a mental one. To find out, a group of runners in the early 1950s devoted themselves to crossing the 3-minute threshold, and Roger Bannister became the first 4-minute miler to do it. Born in Harrow, England in 1929, Roger Bannister began running to escape the terrors of his childhood. First, school bullies, and later, the air raid sirens of the London Blitz. He managed to survive both, and later used his athletic prowess and his intellect to earn an athletic scholarship to Oxford University. He became one of the top mile runners during his time there, and after graduating, he continued to run for the Amateur Athletic Association. Bannister also enrolled at St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in London with the goal of becoming a neurologist. He never intended to become a career athlete, and later said, quote, "As soon as I ceased to be a student, I always knew I would stop being an athlete." But while he was still at medical school, Bannister would continue to race competitively. In 1951 and 1953, he won British championships in the one-mile run, though on both occasions, his time still fell short of Gunder Haig's record. But Bannister had a good feeling about the upcoming 1954 running season. In the course of his studies, he researched the mechanics of running, and then used what he learned to develop a personalized training regimen, one that would hopefully reduce his chance of injury and improve his running speed. Pleased with his progress, he decided to take a run at the record during that year's annual match between the Amateur Athletic Association and his alma mater, Oxford University. The race was held on May 6, 1954, at the famously shabby Iffley Road track in Oxford. Weather conditions were less than favorable that day, with cold temperatures, strong winds, and intermittent rain all conspiring to throw the runners off their game. To make matters worse, a powerful crosswind began to blow across the track just as the mile race was about to start. Despite the bad weather, several hundred people came out to watch the big match and to see if 25-year-old Roger Bannister could really do the impossible. The tall, lanky blonde took his place on the starting line alongside the two other principal runners for the AAA, Chris Chataway and Chris Brasher. The race had been carefully planned between them, with the two Chrises agreeing to act as pace setters for Bannister to aid in his attempt. The starting gun was fired at 6 p.m. sharp, and the runners took off along the wet clay track. Brasher led the field for the first two laps, reaching the half-mile mark right on target at 1 minute and 58 seconds. Chataway took up the mantle in the third lap, with Bannister following closely behind. They both hit the three-quarter mile mark in just over 3 minutes. Then, with about 350 yards left to go, Bannister poured on the speed. He lengthened his stride and sped past Chataway, rounding the final bend toward the finish line. The roar of the crowd spurred him on, and with a final burst of speed, he broke the tape with an official time of 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. The timekeeper teased the crowd by drawing out the reveal of Bannister's finishing time, and when he finally got to the word three, the cheering was so loud that no one even heard the rest. Years later, Bannister recalled the final moments of his record-breaking run, saying, quote, "The earth seemed to move with me. I found a new source of power and beauty, a source I never knew existed." Breaking the 4-minute mile had been a transcendent moment for Roger Bannister, and most of his rivals were just as relieved that the barrier had finally been broken. And somehow, once they had seen that it really could be done, they were able to do it too. In fact, Bannister's record only stood for about 6 weeks. It was bested by Australian runner John Landy, who finished a mile race in Finland in 3 minutes and 57.9 seconds. The quick turnover set the stage for the legendary Miracle Mile race between Bannister and Landy. It took place just a few weeks later at the Empire Games in Vancouver, Canada. Landy maintained a healthy lead for nearly the whole race, but in the home stretch, Bannister pulled out all the stops once again to claim first place. His finishing time that day was 3 minutes and 58.8 seconds, a little slower than Landy's record, but still good enough for the win. Afterward, Sports Illustrated named Bannister its first Sportsman of the Year, and with all that attention, he certainly could have gone pro if he had wanted to. Instead, Bannister stuck to his plan of becoming a doctor and retired from running at the end of that summer. Dr. Bannister went on to have a long, successful career in medicine and served for many years as the director of the National Hospital for Nervous Diseases in London. And though he no longer competed himself, he still stayed involved in athletics, too. In the early 1970s, he served as chairman of the British Sports Council. And from 1976 to 1983, he served as the president of the International Council of Sport Science and Physical Recreation. He also helped combat drug use in competitive sports by assisting in the development of the first test for anabolic steroids. For these achievements, but his four-minute mile in particular, Dr. Bannister was dubbed Sir Bannister by Queen Elizabeth II. He lived happily for many years with his wife and four children and passed away at the age of 88 on March 3, 2018. In the decades since Bannister's landmark run, nearly 2,000 athletes have followed his lead and broken the four-minute mile. As of 2024, the current time to beat is 3 minutes and 43.1 seconds, a record set by Moroccan runner Hichem El Guerrouj way back in 1999. Some experts think that 25-year reign means that runners have finally found the limit of what the human body can do, but it's worth remembering that's also what they said about the 4-minute mile. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.